If a person wants to get from one end of a field to the other end of the field, I'm saying that wrong. I better draw a picture. See, if this is a field, if that's a field like that, it's got a fence around it, and somebody's standing over here, and he wants to get over here, he can either go all the way around like that, or he can go, what do you call it if you just climb over the fence and go like that?
Cross.
Okay.
Cross field.
Fine. Would you ever say he was going catty-cornered across the field?
Yeah, could, yes.
Have you ever heard the word catty-goddling?
Oh, I've heard it, but very seldom.
Uh-huh. Well, now, does that mean the same thing as catty-cornered?
Well, I guess it could.
Well, when else could you use the word catty-cornered? I mean, what else could it refer to? Do you use that word very much, catty-cornered?
No.
Well, let me see. If there's a piece of furniture, maybe like the television set, that's not flush up against the wall, but it's
catty-cornered.
You would call
like,
it catty-cornered?
Yes, like,
okay.
Like a TV is.
Fine. Okay, well, that seems to be it. But there's one other thing I'd like to ask. Do you have maybe 5 more minutes?
That's it.
Okay. Let's pretend that I'm telephoning you from Atlanta. And I've never seen Zebulon. And I say, Mr. I've never seen Zebulon. I've never been here. What can you tell me about it?
I said, you should come down soon.
Come down soon. All right. Well, what, I guess really what I'm more interested in than anything else is what it used to be like. Say maybe 50 years ago. You know how it's different.
Pretty much the same way for the last 100 years.
Well, it had trees.
Well, we have the streets are paved, and we have sewage, and we have gas that we didn't have 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a dress factory here.
Then their stores have shelves.
Awnings. They had awnings on 50
shelves,
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Those have all been torn down.
Well, what about the economy? Do people still do the same kinds of things pretty much?
Pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I think more people that commute back and forth to Atlanta or Griffin for work than they did 50 years ago.
Well, Atlanta is a pretty good commute, isn't it? What is it, about 50
yeah.
miles?
Yeah, well, there's several here that commute
mm-hmm.
every day.
Well, what, let's see, what, what I'm interested in finding out, too, is what your home was like, your home place. Were you raised right here in town?
Oh, yes, I was raised just beyond the Courthouse Square.
Uh-huh.
2 doors down from the square.
Uh-huh. Is the house still there?
Yes.
Did you have any sisters and brothers?
No, no sisters. I had four.
Three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And the porch was all
I had four brothers. One dead.
Mm-hmm.
Two dead.
The porch was
one
all
died
in the house, and it was high up off the ground until they paved the road. You know, back when you was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember that far back.
Well, you told me we had a picture.
Well, Mrs. What, did you have any jobs that you had to do around the place when you were a boy?
Yeah, I had to sweep rugs and wax floors.
Did you grumble about it?
Yes.
Well, did each of you all have a particular job that you're supposed to do?
No. It didn't matter which one, but one of us had
to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Maybe two of us at one time.
Uh-huh.
Goat and you haul bricks to build a store.
That way back
yonder. Now, what's this about a goat?
Had a goat and wagon, and we were building this store building up on the square here, and I hauled brick with my goat and wagon.
For heaven's sake.
And the goat went downhill to the depot, and of course he would in a hurry to get down the hill, but coming up, well, he wasn't such a big hurry, but one time he was on his way down and there was an alley there by our house that went up to the barn. So he got to that alley and he decided he'd go into the barn and I went towards the depot.
Did you train the goat to pull the wagon or somebody else?
No, it was already trained to pull the wagon.
How old were you when you had the goat in the wagon?
Oh, 6, 7, 8 years old, all right.
Well, aside from that little experience, was the goat pretty good about going?
Mean as the devil.
Was it really? Was it an Angora?
Angora goat.
Oh, they're pretty. They have long, long
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, share them like a sheep.
Uh-huh.
And he was a mean one.
Well, did he ever try to knock you down?
Oh, yes.
Tell him about that time that little boy spent
the
afternoon with
you. You'd
want to go to
the washhole. I want to go to the washhole, and Mother told him who was coming down, Mrs. Howell, I believe, and Charlie, and I want you to stay here and play with it. So I decided what I'd do, and when he came, I said, Charlie, you want to see my goat? Yeah, oh yes. So we went to the barn, opened the gate, and the goat right after him, and he ran down the house on the back porch, and the goat got him calling. So I got the goat off of him, and then he went home, and I went to wash over.
That's a wonderful way to entertain somebody.
Yeah, but I wasn't an entertainer anymore.